Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad. I am Javed Akbari, and we are going to talk about Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. This is, of course, a book written by Allama Tabatabai, who is one of the great scholars. And Sunan al-Nabi is about the narrations of the Prophet and conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. According to the Prophet's recommendation and the Prophet's teachings, when we start reciting the Holy Quran, we must begin reciting it by saying, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. This is what the Holy Prophet says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When reciting the Holy Quran, one should be considerate and reverent. That it's important to handle, of course, the Quran, as I said, with respect. Of course, when you are about to start reading the Quran, it's recommended to say, A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. This is what, in technical terms, it is called ta'awudh, okay? Or isti'adha. Means A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. And this may be interpreted as such. So when you want to recite the Holy Quran, seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, okay? Shaitan, the outcast, the accursed being. This is the literal translation of A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. And then it's also said that after A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, we should start doing tasmiyah. Tasmiyah, what does tasmiyah mean? Tasmiyah means Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Technical term, tasmiyah means to say God's name, okay, to mention God's name. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Or in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most compassionate. And these are some of the adab and some of the manners of the Quran. And of course, it's important that apart from ta'awudh, apart from tasmiyah, it is important that one sit in a quiet corner away from all kinds of distractions and avoid talking to anybody, because one should not converse about the worldly matters while reading the sacred book of God according to the Prophet's teachings. And if we engage in worldly talks, we are very much likely to get influenced by satanic influence or satanic temptation. The Holy Quran says, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So this is a verse from the Holy Quran which clearly states that when you are reciting the Holy Quran, or when the Quran is being recited, you have to listen to it carefully and you have to be silent, okay? And silence means you are giving respect to someone, to the recitation of the Holy Quran, and you are listening to it. It is important to listen, because the Quran is not only for recitation, it's also important for listening and reciting, and ultimately understanding the Quran. And of course, there are other recommendations from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is recommended for the reciter of the Holy Quran to brush his teeth with a tooth, with a tooth stick or with a toothbrush. And of course, in modern time, we use the toothbrush. But in the past time, they used the miswak, which was a special stick, and they used it to brush their teeth. Now, the aim of the using the toothbrush is to remove food particles from the teeth and to freshen your mouth, okay, before reciting the whole Quran. And this also constitutes respect. This is also one of the adab, one of the etiquette of reciting the whole Quran.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you. صلي على سيدنا مصطفى على حبيبك نبيك مصطفى اللهم صلي على سيدنا مصطفى على حبيبك نبيك مصطفى.
It's also important to choose a pure and clean place. The place where you recite the Holy Quran, it should be a clean place, a pure place. And preferably the best place is, of course, masjid. Masjid is the place where you should recite and where reciting the Holy Quran earns you with more reward. And not only the place where you recite the Quran should be pure, but also your clothes should be pure. It is important to wear new and clean clothes. And it's also important to make sure that your hands are not dirty. These are something very important. And let's move on to another narration from Ummi Salama, who said that the Holy Prophet would pause at each ayah he recited. The Holy Prophet would pause at each ayah he recited. That is to say, he recited the verses articulately, separating between verses, making sure he did not join one verse with another. Okay? And this report from Ummi Salama actually alludes to one thing. We should not rush while reciting the Quran. Tartil is an art. It is a skill associated with the recitation of the Quran. Tartil means to recite the Quran in proper order and with no haste. Now, this word is used in chapter 73 of Surah Al-Muzammil, verse 4. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. The verse says that we should recite the Quran in slow, measured, rhythmic tones, and we should not make haste. We need to understand the Quran and contemplate over the verses. And this is what we understand from the report given by Ummi Salama, that the Holy Prophet would pause at each ayah. The Prophet did not join one verse with the other. He did not make haste while reciting the Holy Quran. He recited the verses of the Holy Quran in slow, measured, rhythmic tones. And according to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, 1 hour of your contemplation is better than 70 years of worship. Now, this is also a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He says that the Quran is not only to recite the verses quickly, one after another. We should be able to understand the Quran, because if you do not understand the Quran, then you will not receive that guidance. You will not be guided properly. And that's why it is emphasized, and it is highly recommended that one should stop and read the verses one by one after another, so that he can contemplate and he can understand those verses. Intellection and contemplation are so much vital. which is why the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny said, contemplating for 1 hour is better than 70 years of worship. تَفَكُّرْ سَاعَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةً. This saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, actually alludes to one thing, that we need to contemplate on the verses, and we need to understand the verses of the Holy Quran. And of course, as I said, reciting the Quran is good, and it earns you reward. Of course, sawab is there. Even if you do not understand the Quran, it is very important to note that the sawab, you will achieve the sawab even if you do not understand the verses. And there are many people out there who recite the Quran, but they do not understand. And inshallah, I will cover this topic in the following episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah.